This next question is addressed to both you and Manoj sir as well. So obviously you explore the world of journalism and the different themes that go with journalism. So how much research did you and the rest of the team have to do?
Yeah, I would say about 18 months from when we started initially discussing the idea. About 18 months, safe to say. I mean, it involved, because both me and Ishani didn't know the world at all. When we set out, we got this idea, we were toying with it, and immediately we knew that in many ways we could be flirting with fire, because if we don't get it right, then it has the potential to go horribly wrong. And so we have to know the world inside out. So we spoke to a lot of cops. We spoke to a lot of crime journalists, of course. We went to a lot of court hearings and sat through months and months of hearings. We met some people from the underworld even, and we tried to get a basic lay of the land. And so it took us about 18 months to sort of start to form a picture of what this world really is. And the most interesting thing that came out of it was that everybody said that today, in the world that we live in today, not just in India, it's not possible to know who exactly, where, when, why, and what crime has been attempted. So the whole world is very this whole world is very foggy and very obtuse. And that really excited us, because we hadn't really seen a film about journalism that tried to address this world in that manner. Most often these films are about these heroic journalists that are following a case, and then they break it and all is well, in the end. But no one was speaking about this reality. So the moment we had this into the film, we were really, really excited.
And Manoj sir, did you have to do much research yourself?
I have had many friends from this world. From the time I started doing theater in Delhi till now, all of those friendships are quite alive. Whenever I'm in Delhi, I am in a mood to throw a party. Mostly, the party members are all of them journalists. It happens to be like that. So they know my journey. I know their journey. All the nitty-gritty of it. All the dark belly of journalism. Everything. I have always been very, very much aware about it. All exposed to it. So I really didn't have to go that extra length to go to a newspaper office, sit there, or make friends with a crime reporter, try to understand the nature of their job. I was all aware of it. It's not something that I have met somebody long back and I have understood. No, I mean, all of these people have been in touch since so many years. Journalists and all the painters, I would say. Some of the big painters of today, they were all part of my friend circle. So this is how I have lived my life. If I have to portray, mostly whatever roles I get to play, I have lived that experience. But what I wanted to really get at is the side of Joybagh, the protagonist's name, which was really not there in the script. And this is where I understood that, my director also wanted to just explore what is not stated there, what is not written in words. That area to explore was very difficult, believe me. And more chances I kept on getting from Kanu on the set, more I kept on trying. At times it felt that, I'm completely clueless. I'm completely lost. I really don't know what's happening with my performance, where I'm failing. So the finding that aspect or that depth of the character was personally, it was very tedious for me.